With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
The FT. The FT Arts Podcast is brought to you by Vacheron Constantin.
This is the latest in the series, The Life of a Song, and I'm David Cheel. This week, Surfs Up. If there's one song that encapsulates the psychologically disturbed brilliance of Brian Wilson at his creative peak, it's Surfs Up. He wrote it in 1966 while sitting at the piano at home in California in his sandpit. He liked to feel the sand between his toes, at a time when he was deteriorating mentally. He was suffering symptoms of what would eventually be diagnosed as bipolar schizoaffective disorder, as well as embarking on a long career of drug abuse. The song took about half an hour to write. Surfs Up first surfaced in a 1967 CBS television special, Inside Pop, The Rock Revolution, presented by Leonard Bernstein, with Wilson singing it solo at the piano. But then the song disappeared and began to acquire a special mystique. The album for which it was intended, Smile, remained unfinished for decades. In the CBS film, Bernstein said he was fascinated by the strange and compelling scene called pop music. And rightly so. This was a period when pop was beginning to take itself seriously, pushing boundaries. In 1965, the Beatles had released their groundbreaking Rubber Soul album, launching a transatlantic to and fro with the Beach Boys. They responded with Pet Sounds, an album released around the same time as the Beatles' Revolver, and which included hits such as God Only Knows.
If you should ever leave me, your life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing.
But then Wilson became mired in the quicksand of Smile. Part of the problem with Smile was Wilson's decision to ditch fellow Beach Boy Mike Love as lyricist and hire the young composer, arranger and lyricist Van Dyke Parks. Parks' lyrics for Smile were dazzling, but often so impressionistic as to be almost abstract, and Mike Love made his feelings clear about what he called, derisively, Parks' acid alliteration. Alongside fractious studio sessions, Wilson was under pressure from the group's record company, Capitol, to write more hits. He began to descend further into isolation. By May 1967, Smile had been abandoned. On June the 1st, Sgt. Pepper was released. Game over. In 1971, the Beach Boys finally released Surfs Up on an album of the same name. Fleshed out with a band, brass and harmonies, the song was beguiling and enigmatic, another pocket symphony to follow 1966's revolutionary Good Vibrations. Wilson, of course, never actually surfed. Parks' lyric was catching a different kind of wave, the emerging 1960s counterculture, the rise of the baby boomers, and the phrase "surfs up" arrives at a point in the song where it is marking a transition from old to new, from age to youth. Surfs up aboard a tidal wave. Come about hard and join the young and often spring you gave. Later, the lyric echoes Wordsworth. The child is father of the man.
Surfs up, board a tidal wave. Come about hard and join the young.
Wilson went on to spend decades in the wilderness, but in 2002 he was well enough to launch a tour of the UK, on which he performed, in its entirety, Pet Sounds. With his crack ensemble of players and singers, he then went back into the studio to complete Smile, which was released in 2004. As an album, Smile doesn't quite hold together. It's no Sgt. Pepper. But Surf's Up is easily its finest moment, a little masterpiece of shifting keys and tempi, and it's no surprise that few have attempted to cover it. Jimmy Webb, David Crosby and Vince Gill sang it faithfully at a 2001 All-Star tribute to Brian Wilson in New York. There's a hypnotically strange, woozy 2001 rendition by art punk singer David Thomas and Two Pale Boys. But that's about it.
Darkness to towers, the hour was striking, the street quicksilver moon, carriage across the fog, to step to lamplights.
Discussions about the finest version, therefore, centre on the recordings made over the years by Wilson and the Beach Boys, of which there are several, three alone on the Smile Sessions box set, released in 2011. One such features Wilson alone at his piano in 1967. Listen to his left hand. He seems to make the notes bend. And listen to the voice, both fragile and pure. It's exquisite.
A choke of grief, heart-hardened eye, beyond belief, a broken man too tough to cry. Surf's up, board a tidal wave.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.